union makes us strong.
Justice for Janitors campaign director Stephen Lerner says Madison is the latest battlefront in an effort to win better wages and working conditions for workers who clean buildings.
Where janitors have won the union, they've started to win full family health insurance, they're winning living wages, and they're really transforming their lives. And the question is, why if in Milwaukee, why if in Minneapolis, why if in Chicago people can have a union and can make enough money to feed their families, can't it happen? Why can't it happen here in Madison?
The state contract with the Milwaukee-based Clean Power Company was awarded this summer despite claims from janitors that the company has harassed them for passing out union literature at state buildings that the company already cleans. The state has invited the union to sit on a first-of-its-kind advisory board to monitor the company's treatment of workers. Union spokesman Leone Bicchieri says the union hopes to use the board to force the company to become more union-friendly.
They could do a lot to rectify this by asking Clean Power to sign a neutrality pledge to guarantee to their workers that they can organize without fear of reprisals.
At a meeting with union organizers following the rally, Administrator of State Facilities Robert Kramer said the union's concerns will be addressed.
I would like to see a neutrality pledge. I've never seen one. But we're very open to looking at that and considering that as part of the negotiation process, because I know it does. There are concerns that that might help resolve.
SEIU organizers are also working in Milwaukee to expand the number of union janitors cleaning buildings there. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.